朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹，我们是副样子进荣耀里去，我跟你说，那是一个最大的折磨，你知道吗？
You know, if we just enter into glory like this, it would be a great torture for us.
如果主不改变我们，让我们像他的儿子。
If the Lord doesn't change us so that we become like his son.
我们根本不可能进荣耀。
It's impossible for us to enter into glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要主耶稣来改变我们。
We need the Lord to change us.
你看这个属天。
Being heavenly.
我在这个光那个信息上面讲到，他不光是说到地位和境界的问题。
It's not just about being at certain position or in the realm.
他也是讲到生命和性质的问题。
But it's about life and nature.
这个属天是一个地位，也是一个境界。
Yes, it is being in a position and a realm.
我们都坐过飞机，一上飞机的时候，我们在天上，对不对？
We have all been in an airplane. Once you are in an airplane, you are actually in the sky.
我昨天晚上举的例子， tsunami 来了，这个海啸来了。
Just like in the example I gave you last night, the tsunami comes.
它来摧残生命的。
And the tsunami will come to destroy life.
你会游泳也没用的。
Even if you know how to swim, it's useless.
而且我看他们说这个海上 tsunami 在后面追的时候、
I heard when tsunami is coming after you.
你知道泰国那个普吉岛哈，我们好多年前曾经去过，这个我们也坐过那个船。
你坐过
？Okay, 怎样
？Phuket, in Thailand Phuket, when you are on the ship.
对，你坐那个船要到那个岛上去的时候，去观光。
If you ride on the ship to an island to for sightseeing.
对，他们说回头看的时候，这个大海啸在后面追他们了。
And then it was reported that they turned back, they see the tsunami coming after them.
所以那次 tsunami 来的时候，不光是这些船全部灭顶，连那个岛上全部都被这个淹没了。
Not only that the ships were covered, even the whole island was covered.
你会游泳根本没用的。
It won't help even if you swim.
可是如果你有一个直升机，你在它 tsunami touch 你之前，你进去了，被带上去了。
But then if you are lifted up by a helicopter at that time,
你是进到另外一个境界。
Then you are entering into another realm.
虽然那个直升机可能只有小小的这么大的范围。
Maybe the helicopter is very small, just like.
可当你跨进那个境界那个范围的时候。你是在一个不同的境界里面。
But if you enter into a helicopter, you're actually in another realm.
一个是死亡的权势完全笼罩的。
One place is totally covered by the power of death.
一个是得救的境界。
And another is the realm of being saved.
所以我们的经文以弗所书二章五到六节，他说：当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
So Ephesians chapter 2 verse of 5 to 6 says, while we were dead in transgressions, God made us alive in Christ Jesus and also seated us with him in the heavenly realm.
弟兄姊妹，我们得到了一个属天的地位。
So we have obtained a heavenly position.
在神儿子里面，我们已经被带到天上了。
In the Son of God, we have been lifted up to heaven.
这是讲到我们的地位。
And that is our position.
这是神所赐给我们的境界。
This is the realm that God has given us.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
我们不仅仅得到了一个复活的生命，一个升天的生命在我们里面。
Not only that we receive a resurrected life in us.
我们不仅仅得到了这样子的地位。
Not only that we receive this position.
神要让这个生命来改变我们的生活。
But God wants to use this life to transform our living.
让我们在地上就能够活出这个属天的生命来。
So while we're still on earth, we can live this life and manifest this life.
所以属天一面是讲到地位，讲到境界。
So being heavenly on one hand is about being at a certain place of position.
像我刚才所讲的这个例子一样。
Like the example I just gave.
但是另外一面也讲到他的生命，讲到他的性质。
It's also about a life and a certain nature.
一个属天的生命在我们里面。
It's a heavenly life that is in us.
那这个生命是一个超越的生命。
And that is a transcendental life.
圣经上里面讲到属天的表号啊。
And then, many symbols typify this heavenly life.
我想最明显的一个表号就是老鹰。
The most obvious one is the life of eagle.
它能够因着等候耶和华，它能够重新得力，能够离地上腾。
The Bible says those who wait on the Lord will soar up like eagles.
我曾经举过比方，那个老母鸡怎么喊怎么叫，它飞不起来的。
Like the example I gave, no matter how hard a hen tries, it will not take off.
因为地是它的范围。
Because it belongs to the ground.
地是它的捆绑。
And also the ground is bounded.
地是它生存的境界。
And it's the boundary of its existence.
而老鹰不是这样。
But not so with eagles.
鹰是一个属天的生命。
Eagles has heavenly life.
是一个超越的生命。
It will surpass, it will transcend.
仇敌来的时候，它能够凌驾起来。
When the enemy comes, it will take off just like that.
它也能够随时就能够展翅上腾的。
And it can soar up anytime on wings.
除非像我上礼拜前两个礼拜讲的，它被铁夹夹住脚了，它飞不起来了。
Unless the eagle is caught by the trap.
它被罪恶辖制住了。
Or it's being bound by sin.
或是它已经习惯于跟鸡在地上抢食物，它不想飞了。
Or it doesn't want to let go of the life of living like a chicken.
它把鹰的生命，鹰的层次降低了。
Or it just lower or forfeit the life of a,
这个叫做自甘堕落啊。
Eagle.
但是其实天是它的境界。
But actually it belongs to heaven.
天是它该有的层次。
And that is the realm it belongs to.
弟兄姊妹，我希望这些话对我们来说都不是一些空洞的字，是我们真实的一个渴慕。
I hope that these words now are not empty, but are true longing.
当我们真尝过什么叫在基督里。
If we tasted,what it means to be in Christ.
当我们一离开基督的时候，我们里面一刻全身不舒服。
And then, as long as we depart from the Lord, even one moment, we will feel very uncomfortable.
我想起一条小儿歌，是叫那个《鱼儿鱼儿水中游》，是吧？鱼儿鱼儿水中游，游来游去，怎么样？乐悠悠啊！我想着我记成真快活了，反正就是差不多。
It's a child's song in Chinese in Taiwan. It says a little fish swims around very happy in the water.
它一定要在水里面才能这么快乐，对不对？
But this little fish has to be in the water to be happy.
你有没有看过一个鱼在地上，在地毯上，鱼儿鱼儿底汤游？它不会的。
Have you ever seen a little fish happily swim on the ground? No.
它不会的。
No.
听说这个侯小姐以前举例子说，现在的传道人带领弟兄姊妹都乱带的。
I heard Miss Ho once says that nowadays ministers they're leading the brothers and sisters in the wrong way.
他是把那个活的都带成死的了。
Leading the living ones and then they become dead.
他打的比方就是一个小女孩妈妈不在的时候，她跑到那个小鱼缸里面看见鱼游来游去啊。
And then the example that she gave is that a little girl, when her mother was not around, she went to see the goldfish.
她突然母性大发，想起她妈妈怎么哄她睡觉。
And all of a sudden, she has this mother nature, remembering how her mother pat her to sleep.
所以她就伸手把小金鱼拿出来。
So she took out the little goldfish.
她小宝宝该睡觉了，该睡觉了。
And pat the little goldfish and says, "Oh, baby, go back to sleep."
那个鱼就这样跳过来，这样跳过去。她说：“不要吵，不要吵，该睡觉了。
”And then, and the little fish just jump around and says, "Oh, calm down, calm down."
原来跳的大一点，后来越来越安静。哇，你真是越来越乖啊！
Gradually, the little fish does calm down.
后来真睡着了。
And finally, it falls asleep.
这个人就好喜欢了，你乖好回去睡觉。
And then the little girl is so happy and put it back.
因为活的带成死的啊。
And then she pretty much just killed the fish.
又怎么样？我们这个人如果不在基督里生活，真的是很苦的事情。
If we do not live in Christ, it's a painful thing.
圣经上称我们做属不是。诗歌上讲到我们是属天君王的儿女。
The hymn says that we are children of the heavenly king.
我们是从神生的，从上头生的。
We are born from above. We are born of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面有一个属天的生命。
Therefore, we have a heavenly life within us.
这个生命必须在属天的境界里面，它才能自由啊。
And this heavenly life can only live freely in a heavenly realm.
所以今天你我在地上如果不操练起来在基督里过生活的话
，So if today we do not exercise and practice to live within Christ.
将来我们怎么可能能够享受在基督里被带进荣耀里去呢
？How can we ever enjoy being in Christ once we are led into glory？
这就是为什么今天在地上主在这里一直在这里改变我们。
That's why the Lord keep on transforming us.
让我们想到基督就喜乐。
So that every time we think of Jesus,
让我们经历基督就喜乐。
And our heart will rejoice.
让我们得着了基督，我们就喜乐。
And when we rejoice when we obtain Christ.
早上徐伯伯说，我们不仅要得着基督，要充满基督，要彰显基督。
Not only that. we will obtain Christ, we will be filled with Christ, and we will manifest Christ.
弟兄姊妹，自是信荣耀在地上就该有的生活。
So this is the life we ought to have before we enter into glory.
我刚刚说率领众子进荣耀讲有几件事。
So how many things are there?
我现在要讲第几件？
Wow.
第二件哈。
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Second thing about.
第二件进荣耀不是光耶稣基督一个人的事，是关乎众子的事情。
So entering into glory is not only for Christ, but for all the sons.
神要得到众子。
God wants to obtain many sons.
不光他的儿子。
Not only his only son.
所以这个荣耀的旨意是跟你我有关的。
So this glorious will has something to do with you and I.
我们活着，我们存在，居然跟神的荣耀旨意发生关系的。
So our existence actually matters.And it has something to do with God's eternal will.
所以以赛亚书43章第7节，凡称为我名下的子民，是我为着我的荣耀而创造的。
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7 says, Those who are called by my name, they are being created and made, by me.
第三件事情。
The third thing.
它不只是多数的。
Not only that, this is for many sons.
这些多数不是像一盘散沙一样。
They're not like
是很多而已。
They're not like a bunch of sand scattered.
它是非常有秩序、有计划的被神建造起来。
These great manys are in an orderly form and being edified and built up by God.
被配搭、联络整齐，成为一座城。
They are connected and compact together to be built like a city.
啊，我看大家累了，我们来读一点点圣经哈。启示录二十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 21.
圣经上用了一个图画一样给我们表明出来，讲到圣城新耶路撒冷。
When the Bible talks about the New Jerusalem, the holy city, the Bible shows us a picture.
它是一个非常美丽、完整，而且是有计划的一个建造。
It's a city built with plan and is beautiful and complete.
好，我们在这里读21章。
Revelation chapter 21.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。底下讲到神的帐幕要在人间，他要与人永远同住。
Verses from 1-3.
所以我们看见神整个永远旨意的结束，借着一幅图画跟我们表明。
This picture shows the accomplishment of God's eternal will.
新天新地出现了。
The new heaven and new earth appeared.
圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降。
The holy city, the new Jerusalem, come out of heaven from God.
神就永远永远与人同住。
And then God will be with men forever and ever.
众子被带到荣耀里去。
And the many sons are being brought into glory.
而整个旨意的结束借着一座城。
And the whole will of God is accomplished with the city.
而我们读第九节。
Verse 9.
拿着七个金碗，盛满末后七灾的七位天使中，有一位来对我说，你到我这里来，我要将心腹，就是羔羊的妻，指给你看。我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。城中有神的荣耀，城的光辉如同极贵的宝石。底下一路上讲到这个城的荣耀。
So from verse 9-11.
在这里明明天使要让约翰看见羔羊的心腹哈 ，the partaker companion 啊，他的心腹。
The angel is showing Apostle John the bride of the Lamb. He's the partaker and his companion.
预备好了。
And that this bride is ready.
啊，我想我们这个参加婚礼，大家都注意力都在新娘身上，对不对？因为她很特别。
When we go to the wedding, our focus is usually on the bride because she's the main character of the wedding.
当约翰准备来看新娘的时候，突然发现这个新娘是一座城。
So when Apostle John was ready to see the bride is actually a city.
整座城充满了神的荣耀。
And the whole city is filled with the glory of God.
整座城都是宝石。
And it's filled of precious stones.
哎呀，我们讲不完哈，底下你随便看，你像第十。第二十一节
，like verse 21，
他说十二个门是十二颗珍珠，每颗门是一颗珍珠。城内的街道是金金，好像明透的玻璃。我未见城内有殿，因为主神全能者和羔羊为城的殿。 那城内不用日光照，因为神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯，列国要在城的光里行走。你发现没有，这圣经上用一个非常特殊的笔法形容到将来的荣耀。
See, the Bible uses a very particular description to describe the future glory.
神整个旨意的完成，羔羊娶亲。
The wedding of the Lamb is the accomplishment of God's eternal will.
教会是基督的妻子。
And the church is the bride of the Lamb.
这个妻子圣经上又用另外一个角度来形容，她就是圣城新耶路撒冷。
And this bride is the holy city, New Jerusalem.
每一个宝石，每一个成分都是讲到基督。
Every single precious stone talks about Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不仅仅在创世纪让我们看见教会，夏娃是从亚当的肋骨里面出来，骨中骨，肉中肉。
So in the book of Genesis, it shows us that Eve comes from Adam. She is the flesh of the flesh and the bone of the bones.
教会只有一个成分，必须是基督。
In the same way, church is just like the wife. It has to be of Christ.
而在神整个旨意完成的时候，我们又在看见一个心腹。
When the fulfillment of God's eternal will is accomplished,We see the bride.
他用一座城来表达，全都是基督，全都是宝石。
And in this city, everything is about Christ. Everything is Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我希望我们对教会能够在主面前有一个正确的认识。
I hope that we will have this accurate understanding of church.
我常常听见很多人说，这个教会那么做，那个教会那么做，别的教会是这么做，我们为什么不这样子做？
I often hear people ask,some churches do this and some churches do that. Why don't we do something like that?
弟兄姊妹，在教会里面，神最在乎的一件事情就是这件事情是不是基督。
In church, what God cares about the most is whether this thing is of Christ.
它本质是不是基督。
Whether the nature of this thing is of Christ.
它是不是为着基督。
Whether it's for Christ.
它是不是能够归给基督。
Or can it be for Christ?
如果不是的话，
If not,
就算它不错，
Even though it is something good,
我们也不需要有，也不必要有。
We do not have to have them.
我们应该省下我们所有的人力、所有的时间、所有的金钱，我们用在神要我们得着的事情上。
We should use all our resources, our energy, our money on something that God wants us to do.
那我们现在要来讲这个非常重要的事情，是我讲义上的第二个点啊。
Now, I'm going to talk about second.
这个 heavenly calling.
The heavenly calling.
讲到神永远的旨意。
And that is God's eternal will.
神召我们有份于他永远的旨意。
God called us to be partakers of His eternal will.
其实神所有的旨意都集中在他儿子耶稣基督身上。
And all God's will focus on His Son, Jesus Christ.
我这里虽然把它分成三个点啊。
Even though I have three points here.
但是弟兄姊妹，其实这三个点你读完了以后，你发现都是跟耶稣基督发生绝对的关系。
Actually, they are directly related to Jesus Christ.
第一件事情。
First.
神呼召我们。
God called us.
叫我们跟神，跟三而一的神有真实的联合。
So that we can be united with this God of Trinity.
我想我们太不明白这句话了哈。
It's hard to comprehend this.
那我想圣灵如果帮助我们在常常思想这句话的时候，
If the Lord help us, the Holy Spirit help us to meditate on it.
如果神怜悯我们，有一天神开我们眼睛，看见这句话是指的什么？
And the Lord have mercy to open our eyes so that we can understand.
我想我们是世界上最喜乐的人。
Then we will be the most joyful person in the world.
时间的关系，我只能很简短地提这三节的经文。
I can only briefly go through this.
彼得后书第一章第四节告诉我们
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 says
神拯救我们
God saves us
不仅仅叫我们是脱离世上从情欲来的败坏
Not only that we can escape the corruption that is in the world through lust
昨天 Brian 的见证很多弟兄姊妹的见证我们你我的见证都可以见证神把我们从世界从情欲中救出来
Like the testimony of Brian and our testimony can all testify thatGod saves us from the corruption of the world.
不仅仅脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，更是要叫我们什么？与神的性情有份。
Not only that we can escape the corruption of the world through lust, we can become partakers of His divine nature.
大家听到了哈 ，partakers of His divine nature.
That we can be partakers of His divine nature.
当我们每一次在这里顺服
，Every time when we obey.
当我们每一次在这里经历基督
And we experience Christ
当我们每一次服在神管教的手下让我们跟他的圣洁有份
And we submit and surrender under his hand disciplinary hands. And His divine nature is constituted in us.
希伯来书三章十四节，早上徐伯伯也引用过这节圣经。好，我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。英文就是说，我们就成为 partaker of Christ.
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14 also says, if we will become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
Partaker of Christ 不仅仅一方面讲到是羔羊的同伴，他的心腹。
Being partakers of Christ not only to be companions of the Lamb.
那是指的关系上说的。
And that refers to the relationship.
那圣经上把它翻成有份。份是讲到 在生命上，在本质上，我们居然跟他是 partaker。
And we are also partakers of his nature, divine nature.
那第三件事情是在希伯来书第六章第四节，我们会成为 partakers of the Holy Spirit.
Then in Hebrews chapter 6, it says we are partakers of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够跟圣灵有份。
We can become partakers of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，每一次当我们神在我们身上工作，我们让神自由的时候，
Every time we let God freely to work in us,
我们的生命就像耶稣一点。
Then our life becomes more, a little bit more like Christ.
所以我们一定要来读一节圣经我们很熟的啊。
Let's read a scripture that we are very familiar with.
罗马书八章。
Romans chapter 8.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
在我们读二十八节以前
Before we read verse 28,
在我的讲义上启示录第四章十一节我们说万物乃是因为神的旨意被创造而有的
In my outline, it says everything was created because of his will.
所以我们这个人受造是跟神的旨意发生关系的
So actually, we were created by his will.
接下来他又用圣召召我们乃是按着他的旨意和恩典
Then he called usBecause of his own purpose and grace.
看到我们不仅仅是为着他的旨意被创造。
Not only that we were created because of his will.
我们也是为着他的旨意而被召。
We're also called because of his will and purpose.
他用圣召召我们乃是按着他的旨意和恩典。
He called us because of his purpose, his will, and his grace.
然后召出来干什么呢?
And then what do we do after being called?
如果我现在突然叫说现在14岁以下的孩子到外面去那你一定想说你叫我出来干什么?
If I say now everyone under 14 years old, please go out of the room, then you will say, why do you call me out?
那我只是举个例子啦让你们上个厕所。
Just an example. So maybe you can go to the bathroom.
或者让你们去负责帮大家打菜。
Or maybe you can prepare the meal.
好，就是我叫你们出来，一定有个 purpose.
So I must have a purpose to call you.
所以为着他的旨意被召，然后为着他的旨意被召，然后为着他的旨意，他在我们身上要来成全。
So we were actually created because of His will, and we were called because of His will, so that His work can be accomplished.
所以我们读罗马书八章二十八节到三十节啊。
Let's read Romans chapter 8 verses 28 through 30.
中文、英文我们一起来读好吗
？Let's read together.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子预先所定下的人又招他们来所招来的人又称他们为义所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀那弟兄姊妹我们被招来是干嘛
So what are we called for?
为了要进荣耀对不对
那么
进荣耀之前神要做一件什么事情
And what's God gonna do before we enter glory?
要把我们磨成要效法他儿子的模样把我们磨成神儿子的模样
That we will be conformed to the likeness of his son
你看我们一直倒回去走了哈那为了要把我们磨成神儿子的形象然后他做什么事
What does he do in order that he can conform us?
叫万事互相效力
He will work all things out for us.
所以你看见了没有我们是从结果一路上走回去了啊。
So we're actually tracing it backwards.
结局是神要把我们带进荣耀里去。
The end is that we will be brought into glory.
为了这个结局他把我们召出来。
For this end, he's called us out.
那为了让我们能够被召出来的能够进荣耀里去他在我们身上要做一件事情要叫我们改变我们叫我们像他。
In order that he can call us out,And he's actually transforming us and conforming us so that we become like him.
为了能够让我们被改变的像他，他就叫万事互相效力。
In order for us to be conformed to his likeness, he's working all things out for us.
所以我们这样听的就很清楚了，就是为什么早上徐伯伯讲到大家这个心有戚戚焉哈。 礼拜一吃沙拉，礼拜二吃沙拉，礼拜三同样的沙拉，感谢主，主坐在宝座上。
that now we understand about Brother Xu's testimony that he keeps on eating the same salad on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but he never complains because he knows that God is sitting on the throne and this is out of God's will.
啊，为什么有人用他的鞋油？为什么把他洗脸的盆拿去洗脚？而他能够说这样子的 roommate？买都买不到啊，这么好的人。
Why is that he can be thankful for the roommate who uses his toiletries?
弟兄姊妹，我跟你说，没有开启，你是不可能讲这句话的。
Without the revelation from God, we can never say something.
我们决定在血气里面，在我们个人的修养里面，在我们个人的价值观里面，我们都在这里反应，都在这里回应的。
And we will just respond to all these.Circumstances according to our flesh.
当一个人真正是神的旨意是什么的时候
，If someone truly knows the will of God.
当一个人真正知道天召是什么的时候
，Someone truly knows what a heavenly calling is.
当一个人真正有启示有意象的时候
，Someone has true revelation and vision.
他决定在他的生活中可以被经历被活出来的
，Then he can experience.And manifest.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊，我希望我们不管大人不管孩子，我们的生活要被神改变。
So we need to be changed by God.
要知道神在做什么。
We have to know what God is doing.
不要以脚踢翅。
Do not kick the goat.
不要浪费机会。
And do not waste our opportunity.
不要做糊涂人，要知道主的旨意是什么。
Do not be foolish, but understand the will of God.
不要醉酒，酒叫人放荡，要被圣灵充满。
Do not get drunk, but be filled with the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，让所有圣经的教导都活起来了。
So that all these commands in the Bible can be manifested, become alive.
希伯来的作者呼喊说：“总要趁着还有今日啊，弟兄姊妹。”
The author of the Hebrews says, "While you, it is still called today."
Why it is still called today? 今天是什么
？So what is today?
Today, right?
It's called today.
所以当今天还在的时候我们要竭力得着神的上好
But the day is still called today Let's pursue and obtain God's best
如果今天我们的日子里面没有基督今天白过的
If we live through a day without Christ We wasted the day
这叫做我们被召出来有份于神有眼的旨意
Because we're called to be partakers of God's eternal will
所以神召我们不仅仅 partake of His divine life Divine nature
So God called us not only to become partakers of His divine nature.
他也叫我们 become the partaker of 他的这个 eternal purpose.
He also called us to be a partakers of His eternal purpose.
弟兄姊妹，神的旨意太伟大了。
How great is God's will and purpose?
所以我们决定不再埋怨我们的环境，弟兄姊妹。
Let's never complain about our circumstances.
任何环境今天会搅扰我们。
If any circumstances that bothers us,
都是我们属灵的未得之地。
And that is something that.It's a spiritual inheritance we can possess.
都是我们的生命性情不像耶稣的地方。
And that just exposes some place that we're not like Jesus.
都是神今天在我们身上他要做的事情啊。
And that is a place where God will work in us.
所以弟兄姊妹 ，Jesus 不仅仅是 above all， 他超越一切。
So Jesus is not just above all things.
He is all.
He is also all.
And in all.
And he is in all things.
基督是一切又在一切之内。
He is all and in all.
在我们恩典里面在神的祝福里面我们看见耶稣。
In his grace and in his blessing, we see Jesus.
在我们的痛苦在我们的不如意里面我们一样可以得着基督。
And in our pains and misfortunes, we can still obtain Christ.
你刚强得胜的时候你可以经历主。
While you are strong and victorious, you can experience the Lord.
我软弱失败的时候我也可以经历耶稣。
You can still experience Christ.Even in your weaknesses and failures,
基督是一切
because Christ is all,
又在一切之内
and in all.
我常常讲的一个故事，讲到有一个渔夫啊。
I often tell you a story. There's a fisherman.
他一直在那里计划着怎么样子存钱，让他的孩子有一天有能力可以到城市里面受教育。
He tries his best to save up money so that his children can be educated in the city.
他一直在那里计划怎么样子存钱，能够改善他的住家，让他的妻子。不要这么辛苦。
He tries to save money so that his living can be improved and his wife can have a better life.
所以他常常出去辛勤的打鱼。
So he went out fishing often.
然后他回到家很喜欢在海这个堤防旁边散步。
And then when he's home, he likes to take a walk on the pier.
他散步的时候一方面休息一方面在那里计划着他的未来。
While he's taking a walk, he's taking a rest and then planning for the future.
有一天 天傍晚他在那里走路的时候
When evening while he was taking his walk
他突然踢到一袋石头
And all of a sudden he kicked a bag of stones
他不晓得谁掉的反正他就拿起来
Says don't know who's rock they are
天黑黑的什么也看不见反正他就拿石头往海里面丢一面丢一面想、哦
So he picked up this bag of rock and then just throw one after another into the ocean and still planning his future. In 3 months, my saving would reach this number. Maybe after a year and a half, I can send my child to the city. While he was throwing the rock into the ocean. He only had one or two remaining.
突然月亮出来了。
The moon came out.
他也好奇，想剩下两粒看看是什么。
So out of curiosity, he looked at the rocks.
拿起来对着月光一看，原来是宝石。
Wow, precious stone.
全部都丢到海里去了。
He threw all of them in the ocean already.
哎呀，他后悔都来不及，一颗宝石胜过他一辈子赚的钱啊。
Oh, how he regretted, because even one precious stone is worth more than his lifetime saving.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里计划人生的美善的时候
，While we're planning these good things of life，
黎弟兄的诗歌说：“主耶稣，我求你必须也在内。”看过没有
？A hymn written by Brother Watchman Nee says, "While we're planning for all these the goodness of life."Lord Jesus, you have to be in there.
我们在这里计划这个，我们在那里盘算那个，我们在这里有这个抱负，但是主却不在其中。
We're making plans for this and that, and yet Lord Jesus Christ is not in them.
多少的日子，多少的环境，在我们手中像这个宝石一样被我们给糟蹋了。
We have squandered just like those precious stones, many days and many opportunities.
机会在时间里面。
Opportunities lies in time.
时间过去，机会就过去了。
But time passes, the opportunities are gone too.
而机会背后的价值，我们到底得着了没有
？And all these opportunities will bring some value. Do we have them?
多少的日子在我们埋怨中，像这个宝石被丢到海里了
？We squander our days with complaints, just like those precious.
多少的日子在我们咬紧牙关忍受的里面，像这个宝石丢到海里了
？Or we're just holding on by our own strength, and we're like throwing on.
多少的宝石，我们在今生的宴乐、各样的思虑里面，像这个宝石丢到海里了。
Many days we have squandered in pleasures, just like those precious.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们真的求神给我们一个积极的心情。
May the Lord give us a very positive attitude.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友。相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。